What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, what's hot in those markets right now?
Well, we're going back to the old standbys that we saw that were pretty hot here earlier in the year or earlier in 2025. And that is, of course, cattle. Cattle are right now, we're testing after, three strong sessions, are testing some strong resistance levels right now, making an approach to the 67% retracement of their recent loss. So if they break above that, we could possibly see these markets try to test their old highs. Gold and silver continue to be on fire. A little more volatility here as we went to the end of the year, but they still are extremely strong, still up at very high levels. They're sharply higher again overnight. So those are the markets that continue to be pretty hot right now.
On the other side of the coin then, what's not hot in the markets?
Well, you got to look at the grains for that side of it. And then we had a really rough week here last week, to wrap up the year. Corn now is trading down its support lines at that 435 on the March. We're looking at wheat in Chicago testing new lows at Minneapolis and Kansas City, looking at trying to test lows as well. But for soybeans, that market continues to see a little bit of a decrease. It's down about a buck to a buck 20 since its highs that we saw here in November. And right now, also trying to test that October 1 low that we saw at 1028. Right now, it's the grains that are struggling. Hopefully, once we get full session coming back, we can see some strength come back.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.